Neydi küçük?
In Hungary, more than 45,000 people, including soldiers, participated in shoring up dikes to ensure voters in flood-stricken regions could participate in the country's fifth parliamentary ballot since it abandoned communism in 1989. Parts of Budapest and nearly 200 other towns and villages were affected by record floods, but authorities managed to open thousands of polling stations. Hungary's 8 million eligible voters could choose between the ruling Hungarian Socialist Party and its tiny liberal ally, the Alliance of Free Democrats, which embrace globalization, or the more protectionist center-right opposition. Opinion polls suggest 44-year-old Hungarian Socialist Prime Minister Ferenc Gyurcsány will likely win the close race against his main rightist opponent, Viktor Orbán, of the conservative Fidesz Party. It would mark the first time that a Hungarian government has been re-elected for a consecutive term since the collapse of communism in 1989. Mr. Gyurcsány, an ex-communist youth boss, who became a millionaire businessman, says Hungary should become a nation of winners by embracing what he calls compassionate capitalism. Ironically, the 42-year-old rightist Viktor Orbán, a former anti-communist dissident and ex-prime minister, has accused the socialists of embracing wild capitalism and calls for more protectionism. But both parties have promised to introduce tax cuts worth billions of dollars, while at the same time pledging more social program spending. Economists say this is unrealistic, as the country needs to halve its budget deficit to meet the 2010 target date to introduce the euro as the nation's official currency. Some voters, like 22-year-old Robert Fernandi, who studies economics, complain that Hungarian politicians are not mature enough to make sensible business decisions.
I was born in Germany, and it's another politic here, like in Germany and France. For me, I can only laugh about it. It's not serious for me, because they can't speak about the things that are very important for the country here. I want to hear about the economic, and I want to hear about the employment. Yeah, they only say, okay, I want to make more and more jobs, like 400,000 jobs at Gyurcsány, but it's not true. It's impossible to make 400,000 jobs.
Analysts say that whoever comes to power will have little room to maneuver because of Hungary's budget deficit, which is the highest in the European Union relative to the size of the economy. First official results were expected later in the day. Voter turnout is expected to be around 70%, roughly the same as during the last elections in 2002. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.